Coach, finished 4-2 last year. I know you finished with that tough trip down to eventual champion Durango in the playoffs, but concerning what you and all the other teams had to go through, I thought a successful year for your bunch.
Yes, we were very pleased. Obviously, you don't want to end it that way, but at the same time, we had a very young group, and we're very excited. Wish we could have got a few more games in for sure, but overall, that was a great season for us.
You mentioned you were a young group, and looking at your roster, a lot of sophomores and juniors played. So do you feel you were ahead of schedule in the development of those kids to make the playoffs?
Honestly, yes, and I would attribute that probably to the COVID happenstance where leading up, not knowing if we were going to be able to be in person. We did upwards of 80 Zoom calls from March all the way through June with our team, and I really felt that had a huge impact, able to go through just football IQ and the scheme and having the kids learn it on the board before we were able to do it on the field. I think that played a huge part in our growth.
That brings up a good question. I haven't asked any other coach this, but did that make you a better coach, what you had to go through last year just to communicate with your kids?
Absolutely. And it was one of those things when we got done as a staff and we got into August, we all recognized that it was a huge help. It's something that you really couldn't implement probably any other time, the amount that we put into the online training. But our kids were hungry to do something. And so they were showing up for every meeting we had, whether it be a team meeting or group specific. And that made a huge impact with what they were able to do on the field.
Summer season and then workouts here early in the fall. Has that been close to normal for you?
It has. The one problem being the D season or the last season went all the way to the end of June, and we have a lot of our athletes are dual sport or multi-sport athletes, so track, lacrosse, and baseball all went to playoffs and into state, and so we were missing them. We packed a lot into July, but we feel we're as close to normal as we've been.
All right. Looking at your roster, your offense scored a lot of points last year, almost everybody back, at least at the skill position. So you have to be excited about, your quarterback, Clayton Jacobs, a couple of rushers back, five of your top six receivers. You have to be excited about what you could accomplish on that side of the ball.
Yes, sir. It's been real exciting watching them come together. We had our camp down at CSU Pueblo, and they are true to form. They're taking strides every day, and having all those guys back, I think we're bringing back 18 starters from last year overall. And so we graduated five seniors, and we have 19 this year. So it's a lot different, and we're flying through practices, able to install a lot easier as well.
And I assume some of those starters are back up front as well to block for all that skill talent you have coming back?
Yes, I would say this is probably our most talented line. We have a good mix of sophomore, junior, and seniors. A lot of seniors this year on the line, but the guys behind them are right there with them. And so we're excited to see what the offense can do this year.
All right. Defense, I know in your system, is kind of tough because your offense can score quickly and in bunches, so your guys may not get a lot of rest. So what do you feel about that group as you go into 2021?
The big difference this year will be our depth and being able to platoon more and having just as good talent behind them. So we're able to mix it up a little bit more to ensure that they're having rest. A lot of senior leadership on the defensive side of the ball as well. They like to fly around, and so they're matching the intensity of our offense.
All right. Sounds like your expectations really high there in Lutheran.
Yes, it is. And I think every coach, as you go into a season, you want to be optimistic and positive, but we've gone through a stretch here with low numbers and getting kids to buy in. Each year we've added more. I think we had 40 freshmen last year, and it's been growing. And so we're very optimistic. You know, you still got to play the games, and you want to stay healthy. We got a tough schedule, but we're excited about it.
Yeah, speaking of your schedule, kind of an interesting matchup in week one. Lutheran plays Lutheran. You take on a group out of Missouri. How'd that come about?
Well, they are a sister school, another Lutheran school, and through just knowing different people looking for opportunities where we can get together and help each other out, they're a really good team out of St. Charles, Missouri, and so we're excited about flying there. Here we're 2 weeks away, and we'll be heading down there, or over there, I should say, but they have immense talent. A Stanford commit at running back, and then a lot of big linemen, a couple D1 guys. And so we really want to have an opportunity to play a tough team to start and kind of see where we're at and be able to fix things we need to or build on the positives as we go from there.
So you kind of bookend your non-conference schedule starting with that one, and then you close with Heritage, a 4A school, and they have good football tradition. So those two games especially should get you prepped for your league schedule.
Yes, and that's one of the biggest things we are looking for. Last year with the shortened season and then losing a game because of opponent having to quarantine, we rolled through a couple games and then had a tough one against Holy Family and never got a chance to right the ship, really. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to get as much, you know, competition and tough teams to build us so we can battle through the conference.
And what about your conference? What's your thoughts on the likes of Evergreen, Littleton, Conifer, Lewis Palmer, and Green Mountain, who you'll face in the back half?
You know, I really think it's a tough conference. You look at how they all performed last year and historically, and Green Mountain is always good and tough, and to end with them is we're kind of excited about that. But from top to bottom, they're playoff teams or teams that were barely missed the playoffs, and so I'm not real sure. I'm trying to watch film where we can get it, and you know, halfway through a season, things change. But our expectations are we're going to have to battle every week.
That leads me to another question. You talk about watching films on teams from last year. Can you use that very much? Because you may look at a game where they had all their starters, none of their starters, six of their guys. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get a good read on what teams were a year ago.
It really is. And that'll be, again, that's a good thing that we're playing in conference always at the end of the season. So you'll get recent film, but get an idea of schemes and what they like to do, how coaches like to call. That's a good head start on what we need to do or the things we want to implement into each game plan.